fats, fleshadika fats on the bottom of the oven. The yimtash, if you smear some fleshadika fats on the bottom of the oven, is called a pas kula asura. You should know any bread you bake now in this oven, the bread is also teat, because the bread becomes fleshiks, and with the rabbanon, you're not supposed to eat fleshadika bread. Even with fleshiks, you can't eat it. Because the gzera, maybe you come to eat it with milchiks. Ad, when is it mutter? Shayasik yes a tanner. But once you first heat up the tanner, let it burn out, that's the way you kasha the tanner. Now you like get rid of all the fats there. Now if you bake bread, it's mutter. So zadiyak, hoosika tanner, when you kasha the tanner and let it burn out, puts fire in there now, then meal shari. Then you could kasha the oven, and it becomes mutter to put bread in there now. It's a chut, yufta the rava, bari loy, to yufta. There's a seer on rava, bari loy. He passed him before that once you put the fat on the bottom of the oven is finished. You can't bake any more bread in there. And here it says clearly you could kasha the oven. Amar to yufta. Omle Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, v'chimeyacha the yisusiv rava bari loy, amai koma rav, kederif lepesach yishavru, once we slugged up Ravach or Rava Bari Loi, and we say you could kasha kelim, even though the keli was nivla from fats. When you burn it out, it becomes kosher. So why does Rav say kederis bepetach yishavru? If you have your pesach, your chomesika pots, you have to break Rav holds because there's no eitzah. If you let it stay over Pesach, since you have the blia of chomets inside these pots, according to Rav, even after Pesach, it's also those blias. He holds nice and tam of gam is osur, and the blia of mashu is osur. So Rav holds you have to break the pots. The question why? We just got finished paskening, you could kasher kelim. Take the pot and put it in an oven, let it burn out, and you kasher it. So why does Rav say you have to break all your pots? Oh, Malay, the Teretz is like this. Hosom tanasho matchis, I'll tell you. When do we say you're allowed to kasher your oven? Only if it's made out of metal. Metal you could kasher. That's the locha. Just heat it up the same way you use it. Kableya kachpoltoi, the same way you use it. That's the way you have to heat it up, and you make it kosher. Hocho, where does Rav say you have to break your pots? Only the Gedera Shocheris. He's only talking about earthly kalim. Earthly kalim, that you can't kasher. Like China. China you can't kasher. So it made out of pots, it made out of China, that you have to break. That's one teretz. Three boy, you say another teretz, I'll tell you. Hovaho v'shocheris. No. I'll tell you maybe even an oven made out of earthly oven. A China oven also you could kasher. And there's no kasher. How come Rav said you have to break the pots made out of earthly pots? If you say you could kasher an oven, why can't you kasher the kelim? The teretz is poshut. Ze hasikam rifnim. How do you heat up an oven? The way you heat up an oven is you put the coals inside, you make it real nice and hot inside. So when you put so much heat inside the oven, that makes it so hot, that would even kasher cheres. Even an earthly kli, if you put the coals inside it, that would make it kosher. Mashen kein, v'zeh hasikam b'chutz. Usually a pot, you don't put a pot, you don't put coals inside the pot. Usually what you do is outside. You put the coals on the outside, and you put a pot on top of the coals. So that doesn't make the inside of the pot too hot. So since it doesn't get it that hot, you can't kasher an earthly kli. The chit taima, the zayah, that's the whole problem. Hochinami leva le'asakam yifnim. So true, usually how to use a pot, usually you put a pot on top of the fire. But if you can tell me now that the only way you can kasher the pot is by putting the fire inside, so do it here. What do you have to break all your pots for, even though the earthly pots? Take the pot and put coals inside the pot and get it real nice and red hot there, and you can kasher your earthly kelim. So why did the Rav say you have to break it for? And the Gemara here is Xayra. Chayis olei mishum depoka. Here we're afraid that maybe you won't do a good job. You won't let the coals stay inside your pot too long because you're afraid it's going to bust. Has bishlei matanor an oven? That's the way you always use it. You always use a tanner by heating it up nice inside. So there you're not afraid you won't heat it up or burst, because that's the way you always do it. Mashenki in a kedera, that usually you only put it on top of the fire. You don't make it so hot inside. We're afraid that you'll make it so hot inside you won't do a good job because you're afraid of bust. Therefore you can't kasher it. Hilkos dot Gemara. Hai buchia. That's a type of a small oven. Has sikam ibachutz. It's an oven that you use and you put the fire on the bottom. And you have like planks, tiles on top of it, and on top of the tiles you cook. Is alocha b'chutz u'v'yaser. Lelechnam, you can't kasher it. That since usually the way is you put the fire on top, so when you put the fire, or usually put the fire on the bottom, and you cook on top of it, that's not good for kashering it. So the marvi, malayu gumri, shapidomi. But here, if you fill up the insides with coals, then it would be good.
Because since this bukhi is a type of an oven, Vaisai, sometimes you did put coals inside it. So here we're not afraid, you'll be afraid of bust. Because this doesn't bust, this is also a type of an oven. Mashen can only be saying by regular pot. A pot that's an earthly pot, there you never put the fire inside it. So there we're afraid you won't do a good job. But this bukhi is a mixas. It's a type of an oven that usually the fire goes on the bottom. So that will make it kosher. But if you put the coals inside it, that will make it good. Good, so that's one sugya. Right, so that's the loch of a metal keli, you could kosher. An earthly keli, we don't kosher earthly keli. Right, Omale Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, Hani Sakino, Papischa Hechi Avdina. In other words, it comes Pesach, I want to have knives. So I want to know, how could I use my chometika knives, how could I kosher them in order to use them for Pesach? Like, what are we going to do about knives for Pesach? What's the Yetzer? Omalei, so Rashi answered back, so the di chadato kavdino. I have no problems. I buy new knives to Pesach. What do you want to do with knives? I go to store and buy new knives. I have no problem. Omalei, Ravina said, that's not an answer. Teinach ma di yefshele. Good, you're a rich person, Ravashi. You have money, you can afford to buy new knives. Oh, but the lo yefshele mai. What about a guy that doesn't have enough money? He can't buy new knives. So I mentioned the kasha, how could I get an etzem to use my knives, chometika knife for Pesach? Oh my lay, so Rashi answered back, even I didn't mean that. No, what I meant to say I use new knives, it doesn't mean I buy new knives. No, I use my chometika knife, but I make it like a new knife. No, kein charato kamino. No, it's like kashu, it's so good that it looks now like a new knife. That's how good I clean it out. What do? Kitayu. The handle by itself is betina. I put mud like dirt around it. Opazalayu, the metal of it. Benura. I'm going to stick it into the red hot fire, and I wait till it gets red hot. That's the way I kasher the knife. Because the knife, I make a libun on it. I make the knife red hot. For hoda my lino lekisayo bereischin, and then I take the handle of the knife, and that I just put in hot water. Because usually, Vaisas, he was afraid that the knife itself, maybe you cut something in the oven, and he would take the knife and cut it in the oven, so it was valeya from something that's flea. Then the lachar is you can only kasher with libun. So the metal of it, he was machmir to put it into the fire to get it red hot. Mashenka, the handle, you never use like that. So the handle he only did was put it into hot water. That's the way he kashered the knives. So he didn't mean to say he bought a new knife. He kashered his knives. So the metal part of it, he made a libun on it. He made it red hot. So what's the loch? Don't know. You should know, even the metal part of the knife, you can kasher it just by putting it into hot water. Over clearishin. Abiyas in a clearishin. So the place doesn't go to here, place the other place goes into it, there's theories. Certain places we hold that knives has a loch like a shvud that you have to make libun. So place says, I was talking about small knives. Small knives you never use when you're roasting something. Small knives you use at the table. Now on the table, what do you cut? You cut a piece of chicken that at most is called like a clearishin. Even if you have a hot piece of chicken, so it's called like a clearishin. So you cut with the knife, so it's only belayer from a clearishin. So the way you kasher those knives is putting it into hot water that was heated up in a clearishin, you can kasher it. But mice are windlighting not to kasher knives because it's very hard to get them cleaned out. Because since they have cracks inside it by the beginning of it, in those cracks, chametz goes in there, it's hard to clean it out. So if you have a one-piece knife in a chametz, then you could. But usually when you have a handle on it, it's a problem about the cracks in the handle or where the metal comes into the handle. Usually there's a problem. Usually the minigis to buy new knives, to have new silverware. But Amar Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, Eitz Poror Magila Bereischin. If you have a piece of wood that you use, so even though it's Balea from Chometz, the Eitz Rit the Kashrit is Bereischin, put it into hot water, make Agola, the Clearishin. Why Kisava Kabalea Kach Poitoi, Poltoi. Eitz Poror is like a ladle. A ladle you use it, either you're making up a soup, a Chometz thick soup. So what do you do with the ladle? You mix it up in the clearishin. So the chometz went into the ladle with the clearishin. So the way you kasher it is kabalei kach potoi. The same way it went in, that's the way it goes out. If it went in while mixing it into a clearishin, heat up a hot water with a clearishin of hot water and just put the ladle in it, and it becomes kosher. Boy me'ameimer. They asked the shalach from him. Hani mani de kunya. The type of an earthly kli called kunya. Malish da mushi bo bepischa. Is there any way to kasher this chometzika kelim, this chometzika earthly kelim used before Pesach, can you kasher them to use them on Pesach? The answer is like this. Yeruka, if it's green, it's type of a green clay, leiti boiluch, then avadir it's osa, the vadi asira. That you can't kasher. Kiti bolak, when I have my suffix, uchmi v'chiyurin. If it's black or white, what's the locha then? Mai. Says more v'heichud yispu kartufni, if it has cracks inside it, leiti boilak. Then avada, the bliya goes inside it, in this clay, and that's an earthly clay, you can't cash earthly kingdom. Tavadi asira. Kiti boilak, when I have my suffix yishiyah, which is very smooth. You have a smooth clay keli, made out of this type of a kunya, type of an earthly clay, that's very smooth. Mai. So Amalei, he answered back, Chazidna I see lehu demidaisu, that it sweats. In other words, I see some water liquid coming out of it. Alma bliya, I see then that bliya went inside this type of an earthly kli. Melevi asiro, once bliya, once an earthly kli is balea, the tam goes into it, he can't get it out. The atayri, the Torah has set an edus on it, that our kli cherish and a yaitzim the deif nul yelam, that a kli cherish you can never kasher. The only way kasher kli cheres is like an oven, mamish making the heat inside the oven, or throwing it into the furnace. But usually we don't throw it into the furnace, because we're afraid maybe you break. Therefore there's no way of kashering an earthly kli. For the Gemara, Maishna Linyan Yai Nesach. Why do we learn by Yai Nesach differently? The Dorish Marema, he dashes like that. Mani de Kunya, you've got these same earthly jugs that you filled up with water, with Yai Nesach. Dein Uchmi Bein Chiyuri, whether it's black, whether it's white. Then Yeruki, even if it's green, you have managed this green clay that we said before by Chometz. There's no way to cash for Pesach, but by Yai Nesach, if you soak Yai Nesach in it, Shari, you're allowed to use these jugs for Koshetika wine. I why? You said once it goes in, it doesn't go out. The Chitayim may be to tell me Yai Nesach Rabbonin. Yai Nesach, we're talking about not real Yai Nesach that the Goy poured in front of the Avodah Zorah, just Maga, just if the Goy touches our wine, that's only us in the Rabbonin. And Chometz Diraisa. So maybe Chometz Diraisa, there were Machmer. When it goes into an earthly clay, it doesn't come out. But Yai Nesach Rabbonin, maybe they will make them. But the Gemara, no. Kol the Tokin Rabbonin, Kiyan Diraisa Tokin. Whenever the Rabbonin made a Gzeira, they made a Kiyan Diraisa. It's about Midiraisa, Midrabbonin, Yai Nesach Zosar. When an Issa goes into an earthly clay, we say it doesn't come out. So how come you're allowed to use these Kalim now for Kosher Kiyayin? Or Malay Yasin Toshin. Zeh Tashmisho Ayadei Chamin. The chametz dikah kelim we're talking about, you cook soups in it, you used it on the fire, so when you cooked it up, then the time of the chametz went into the kli. Once it went in, it doesn't go out anymore. Because there, tashmisha, they train in. But here we're talking about jugs that you stored wine in. Wine is cold. So since it's cold wine, it's not like cold. It just means it's not hot. Since it's not hot wine, it's not belay inside the kli. So that's why you just have to empty out the yai nesach, wash it out, and you can use the kli. Omar Rova Bar Abba. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Shmuel, Kol HaKelim Shenishtamshu Behem Chometz B'tzoinein, any type of a plate that you only use it throughout the year with cold chometz, Mishtamish Behem Matzah. You're allowed to use it on Pesach. You could use matzah on it. Because since there was no B'liya, cold never puts any time into the Kli, you're allowed to use those Kelim on Pesach. Chutz Min Beisor, that's from a place that you Beisor, that's where you store your sourdough. Hoyol Shechimuse Kosher. When you're handling with sourdough, that's very strong, even though it's cold, still it gives the time into the kli. So that kelim that you store your sourdough in, you can't use that kli at all on Pesach. The number of Ashi, Obeis Charoises, a place that you keep, Beis Charoises, Rashi, that's chomitz, vinegar. So Rashi, kli shemesna by chomitz. A kli that you keep vinegar, that's chomitz dika vinegar, kebeisor, shechemutzi kosher domi. It's also very strong, vinegar tastes very strong, so even though it's cold, it also belay into the kli. So if you have chometz, vinegar chometz, it's also to use the kli on Pesach. Omar Rova, Hani Agni de Mechuzah. Agni, Rashi says, Arevas. It's a type of a kli that they kneaded their doughs on, like a big sheet that they used to knead their doughs on. Hani Agni de Mechuzah. Hoyol Hoyol. They always use it a lot. They keep on kneading their doughs on this board. Is chamiri. It's the donation of chamiri. They keep on kneading their chametz there. Umashavahu chamira, and they leave their chametz there a long time. Is kebeisor. It's as if you have sourdough there. Shechimutzah koshadomi. Therefore, this keli that you knead a lot on, you can't use it for Pesach. The mabshita avada. Since it comes sourdough there, the sourdough is kosher. Now the time I would think. Kivon de Ravchum, Shalit Buavira, since it's very wide, this dough, it's only a kneading board, and it's very wide, so a lot of air gets in there, Voloi Boli, the air makes it that nothing goes inside the Kli, Kamashmula no. Since the Maisa, they knead a lot on this board, a kneading board, you should not use the Pesach. even though it's only used with cold, but since you use it a lot, it applies like this chometz there, shechimutz the kosher, that goes in even though it's cold. All right, stop here. On the flamer on the base, the bottom of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Again, Mishnah says, "Nochri shilves Yisrael al chemtzoy." If a goy lent money to a Yisrael, al chemtzoy means the Yisrael gave his chometz back to the goy. Is achra pesach muter bano? After pesach, we say that chometz is also is muter bano, even though really it's Yiddish chometz. It's the Yisrael's chometz. The Yisrael gave his chometz to a goy to hold for a mashkin. Still, we say after pesach that chometz is muter bano. And the opposite way, for Yisrael shehilve es nochri, a Yisrael that lent money to a goy. Al chemtzoy, now the Yisrael told the goy, give me a mashkin, I want to make sure I get back $100. So the goy gave him like $100 worth of bread. So the goy is holding the Yisrael's chometz. He's a locher achra pesach osa banor. After pesach, it's still osa banor. Because since it's the Yisrael's chometz, even though the Yisrael gave it to a goy, that the goy... The goy gave his chometz to a Yisrael to hold. So since the Yisrael is holding it now, it's like Yisrael's chometz, and therefore it's also banor. That's what the Mishnah says. So in other words, whoever is holding the chometz is like in his reshus. So in the ratio, the goy was holding the chometz is mutter banor, and the sefer the Yisrael is holding the chometz, therefore it's also banor. In other words, when you give a chometz for a mashkin to somebody else, the person that's holding the mashkin is like his. So if the Yisrael lent the money and the goy gave him the mashkin back, it's also after Pesach. If the opposite way, the goy gave the money to the Yisrael and the Yisrael now gave his chometz back to a goy to hold for a mashkin, so since the goy is holding the mashkin over Pesach, we say it's like in a goy's rishus, and therefore it's mutter b'hano. So the Gemara, Itma, we learned. Baal choyv. What about a regular baal choyv? Like Rashi says, a baal choyv means ha'mal v'eschaveroi. I lent you money. V'eshibud loy nechosif. And I make it tonight, I lent you $100, I want to make sure you pay me back. Let's say you have no money later, so you nechosim the karka that you own, you'll meshubit to me. That's called v'shibud loy nechosim. Shim loy efer lecho, if you don't pay me back, ad yoyim pleni, we make up for a month's time of letting you use my $100. If you don't pay me back within the month, then government min nechosai. I have a right to collect from your nechosim, from your karka. V'giyaz man v'loy porah, and it came the end of the month. After you use the money for a month's time, you're supposed to pay me back. Now you don't have any money to pay me back. So locher is what? That Reuven, the Malva, has the right to go to the Loiva and take away his nechosim. Is Abaye Wama Lamafreyu Goiva. When the Malva collects the karka, collects the property from the Loiva, it's considered like the Mafreyu, all the way before it belonged to you. Like Rashi says, Abaye Wama Lamafreyu Goiva. Kviyosa Shagova Achshav. That the Malva now collects the karkam, it's negala. We see clearly now, that as soon as I gave you the money, a month ago, when I gave you the $100, it's considered like right now I see you're not going to pay me back the $100. So what are you going to do? So what does Rashi say? That omdo nechosav halolo b'ches kosoi. That we say right now, when I'm giving you the money, it's like we see now, it's like we could see that you're not going to pay back money. So what am I going to collect from your karka, from your nechos, from your property? So right now, as soon as I give you the money, it's as if I own your property. That's the way Abaye says. Whenever you don't pay back the money later, and I collect up the property for the chayiv, it's l'mafreya, we look as if right now the property belongs to me. For Rav Amano, Rav says no. Mikana la bohu goyve. No, the first month I gave you the money to hold on to was a regular halvor. The first month of using the money, the karka still belongs to you. It's only at the end of the month, when it comes to time you're supposed to pay me back, and at that time you don't have the money, then I go down and take away your property. At that second, when I take your property, that's when it belongs to me. But before that time, it belonged to the loyve. It was your property. Even though your property is meshubit to me, I have a ksas kinyan, I have a ksas chus to take it away later, but up until I take it, we still consider it like yours, it's not mine. That's Rav Svara. And Abaye says no. Abaye says when you do collect it later, we look as if you owned it all the way from before, from Bishas Halvor. We'll soon see what the Nafkimina is. So the Gemara, Kol Heicha the Akdish Loive, if the Loive was Makdish Nechosim. In other words, Reuven gave Shimon money to hold. So Shimon is the Loive. And Shimon went right after the Halvor and was Makdish, says the Nechosim. That's Meshubit back to Reuven, he went and made a Hegdish. Or else, Vizovin Loiva. or else the loiva went and sold the property. Is then kula yamalei pligi diyosa malvi v'toris. Everybody holds then that he doesn't have a right to sell it, that the malva could come and take it away from the person that bought it, or else we also